Orot HaTorah, Shir number 6. Rav Kook spoke last time about Torah Lishma. That was not about cleaving to God and having some shake my world spiritual experience, but it was simply learning Torah so that you have the knowledge. That Torah knowledge needs to be disseminated and we have to have it. So he said, what is Torah Lishma? It's spiritual subjects, philosophy and mysticism. It's obvious. It's about Dveikus, having cleaving to Hashem and becoming holier, I guess. And so the study uplifts because the very nature of the material does that to a person. But when studying Halacha, Talmud, and learning through minutiae and debates about abstract concepts, situations that probably in the real world will never happen, or things that no longer apply, or even the things that do imply, we don't automatically sense that that particular study uplifts and inspires. With regard to practical matters, we must consciously recognize that they are all articles and garments of the light of divine fairness and justice. Meaning that the halacha wants to implement in the world the values that matter to Hashem. So when we're doing something or avoiding doing something, if we were to step out of the action for a moment, pause it, and contemplate what is in fact we are doing, is we are either increasing godly awareness into the world, or we are, chas v'shalom, decreasing that. Now, that's very difficult to see in the moment, and we can obviously unpack it and wonder, what does it make a difference if I wash my hands this way or that way, or if I use this particular vessel or that vessel? That's a separate conversation. But the fact that that is going on whilst it's happening means that in every physical action that we do, we're actually increasing the spirituality in the world and connecting to Hashem. Within the aggregate of all of the details of halacha together, we encounter the divine soul that perfects the world. Because ultimately, from the way we understand it, is halacha is what does Hashem want from it? It's all about living in accordance with the divine will. So this divinity encompasses life's material and spiritual dimensions for the whole world and for the individual. Thus, the light of Hashem's ideals penetrates and descends into each detail. Once we have focused our hearts, feelings, and inner intellect on the overall divine illumination, bringing an awareness of Hashem and that spiritual feeling that is concealed in the multitude of practical details of halacha, an inner revelation of divine light unfolds in each detail. So the more what an individual understands that that's the process that is unfolding, the more they will experience. Each person, according to his abilities, can uncover some facet of the higher principles within each particulars of halacha. So I'll give you a simple one. We're taught in the Gemara, it's sort of technical, you have to, in the morning when you wake up, you have to wash your hands with a vessel, pouring water over each hand 3 times in order to remove some negative spiritual force. But I learned something a while ago that was really fascinating. Priests in the temple, the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, would wash their hands before serving Hashem. The sense of removing the filth, whether that's a physical filth or spiritual filth, or just mentally removing what's not necessary or perhaps even detrimental, and being ready and prepared to do what is incumbent upon a person. And we have to recognize that the world presents us with things that we are meant to connect with and things that we're meant to avoid. And that washing in the morning says, start the day. You are a priest in God's world. You are Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, kingdom of priests in a holy nation. We stand ready and prepared to serve Hashem. Not as little old me, but literally as a priest in the temple, as a Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash. We have to recognize that life is about recognizing what can be assimilated into our world as a positive value and what needs to be washed away. And that's a value. So the technical application is water over hands with a certain style of cup. But the inner dimension is very powerful. At times, the idea develops and crystallizes to the extent that it's possible to express and clarify the divine spark. But at other times, it's only revealed as a gentle glimmering in the chambers of the heart. Sometimes it's difficult to articulate exactly what we are meant to be doing. B'ezrat Hashem, our learning should today should be Le'ilu Nishmat, all the Chayalim and all the soldiers and the victims of terror. And this Yom HaZikaron should be the last time. Hashem Dima, Me'al Kol Panim, Hashem should wipe away the tears. We should not know war. We should live in an era of peace and tranquility. Take care, my friends.